Chapter 2. Why am I here? Some people are directionally challenged. They get lost going from one side of town to the other, from one side of the street to the other, or from one side of the grocery store to the other. It's easy for people who have more sophisticated internal compasses to make fun of these wandering folks. But the truth is that we are all directionally challenged if we don't know why we are here. If we have no answers to the questions, why am I here and why have I been created, we will all wander aimlessly through life. The awesome news is that, contrary to what some people think, you can know why you are here. You can understand why you have been created. And once you know both of these things, you can live with purpose. You can align your passions, gifts, and calling. You don't have to be lost. Not only that, but once you understand why you are here, your calling, and how you manage the Big Five to support your calling, will also make sense. In this chapter, I will reveal the two main reasons you have been created and why you have been placed on planet Earth. This is the first step in creating your blueprint for life. But to discover these truths, you need to come with me on a trip through the stars. To Betelgeuse and beyond. Imagine that you have been chosen to take a special trip with NASA to unexplored stars and galaxies. After you endure astronaut training, you suit up, then blast off, traveling faster than the speed of light toward the star Alpha Centauri. This star is 4.5 light years away, or about 250,000 times the distance to the Sun. After stopping by Alpha Centauri, you zip through the Andromeda Galaxy, which is more than 1.5 million light-years away. On the way there, you surf the Internet and learn that distant galaxies, which are visible through telescopes, are 6,500 million light-years away. You also learn that the Sun is so large that 1 million spheres of the Earth could fit inside it if it were hollow. But it's not the biggest star. You discover that some stars are so large that 500 million spheres of the Sun could fit inside each one if they were hollow. But your favorite star is Betelgeuse, and you can't wait to see it. It is 520 light-years from the Earth, and it's one of the brightest stars of Orion's belt. Its diameter is 500 million kilometers, which means that if it were hollow, the Earth could comfortably revolve around the Sun inside Betelgeuse in its normal orbit. After stopping by Betelgeuse, you step back into your